The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. Welcome to Saturday. Welcome to February. I'm Andy Brownell on News Talk 1340 KROC AM 96.9 FM. It's time for our weekly program with Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. And I guess Robin is still frolicking in the sun. So with us this morning, her son, Brett Gwaltney. Good morning.
Hey, thanks, Andy. Thanks for having me this Saturday morning.
Well, you bet. As I mentioned, it's February already. I can't believe time is flying by this fast. And I guess when you're going to be talking about the spring real estate market, it begins now, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm glad you brought that up. You know, last week you had Zach Poggle on the show, and he talked about, you know, for sellers and buyers to be prepared for the spring market. And we are seeing the spring market in full force. Like I said, February 1st, and we've seen multiple offers on listings. We have our buyers that are in multiple offers. I'll give you a couple of examples. First-time home buyers of ours. And we got into a situation where they're up against seven other offers on this home. Wow. That's a little unusual for, you know, the January market at the time. But I also had a listing go live in Lake City. And Lake City for $150,000. And within 24 hours, we received five offers on that home. So the spring market is here in full force.
That is I guess incredible. I did not expect you to report that this early in the season. And the one that you were representing the buyer, what price range are we looking at there?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So it's their first time home buyer. So that's about right on $300,000.
Okay.
You know, with that, it's a very competitive market. Not a lot of inventory, but a lot of buyers. So it makes it a little tricky to navigate that. And that's why it's extremely important to have a very professional and qualified agent on your side when you are buying or selling in the market.
And I know we talked with this a bit about this with Zach last week. And you know, maybe, Brett, you could elaborate on what kind of things that Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results can bring to the table to make sure that you have a good chance of being the buyer selected in that type of situation.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess we'll just start with the top, right? So Robin, my mother, who's, you know, been in the real estate business for 25 plus years, has a plethora of knowledge. So it starts with her, but then also with the Gwaltney Group, we have so many people to rely on. So say you have a client and you're going to be out of town. Well, we don't want that client to miss out on a home that's either coming soon or will be coming active while you're out of town. We have several Gwaltney Group members that are very prepared that can get out, show your client that home to make sure they don't miss out on it and write a strong offer for you. So that's, you know, one aspect, just the sheer numbers. But another thing is just the quality of agents that we have on this team and the experience. I mean, we have people that, you know, that are in the business a year and a half, 2 years, all the way up to 27 to 30. Actually, I think 30 years is our longest tenured agent in real estate.
And I imagine just if you were that agent with not a ton of experience at a year and a half, your ability to pick up the phone or sit across the table from that veteran agent and I guess benefit from their experience is a big deal.
Absolutely. And that's the thing is, you know, we're a team here. So we rely on that so much, you know, either going to, if it's Robin or Scott or Sue or Gail, if we have somebody that, you know, can mentor the younger, less experienced agent on our team, they are still getting that great knowledge from somebody that's been in the business so long.
I imagine too, if you're the prospective buyer and you come into this situation, you mentioned a first time buyer, especially, it's overwhelming. I mean, there's only so much you can know, and to have the ability to tap into that many different people and their experience to come up with a way to make sure you get into the home you want is a huge advantage.
Absolutely. I mean, you bring up a great point. I mean, buying a home can be very overwhelming in general, but as a first-time home buyer, to understand the process. And that's where we, you know, we excel by sitting them down, understanding, okay, this is what to expect through the buying process. So it's not like you get into right away, like, oh my goodness, we're in it. We try to prepare them prior to getting into a situation. Because I feel like the more prepared they are, the easier it is on them, because our whole goal is to, you know, make this process as stress-free as possible.
What kind of things can you share with that first-time home buyer that, I guess, temper their expectations or make it a little bit less stressful?
Yeah, that's a great question, Andy. So what I do is I just say, okay, these are the things that we expect, you know, in your price point. And every first-time home buyer actually has a different price point, right? Everybody's different in what they can and can't afford. But what I tell my buyers is say, hey, be ready, but understand we don't need to get too aggressive initially. We want to be smart and tactical in submitting an offer, but also not be dumb and reckless, right?
Okay.
And so that has happened in the past where, you know, they just get so antsy because maybe they've lost out or they just want that home. And it's just educating them to understand, you know, we make sure that this is the right home for you. This is the largest investment in your lifetime up until now. So you got to be very smart, and this is an investment for the long term. So when you go to sell this house in roughly 5 to 7 years, because you're going to either family's going to grow or you're going to move or whatever the case may be, we want to make sure that this house is something that can sell for more money than you purchase it for.
I can see that situation arising as a, you know, you go see the house, you fall in love with it, or at least you think you have fallen in love with it. And you get the multiple offers, and that temptation to just keep upping the bid without walking away must be enormous.
Right, right. And so it's like, especially back in the COVID days when people were, you know, they basically waived their appraisal. So they had an appraisal gap. And so people were getting reckless. They're buying homes when the bank would appraise it, and they'd spend $20,000-$30,000 over the appraised value. So that's cash that they have to bring to the table.
And thankfully, we're not seeing that today. You're seeing multiple offers, but you're seeing a lot more saner market, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have not heard of an appraisal issue for at least the last 6 to 8 months. So that's been actually good on that front. So we're seeing a very stable market.
I bet that's part of the education process as well, because I know when I began doing this program with Robin, I was, to be honest, completely unaware of that. As part of the process, you may make a bid for the home, but the bank may say, guess what? The home's not worth what you're offering for it.
That's correct. Yep. And so, you know, and obviously with the cash offer, it doesn't have to appraise because there's no loan on that purchase. But for the most part, right now, like I said, we're seeing things that are being appraised for the purchase. And when you get into multiple offers, when there's, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 offers on a home and they're over ask, well, then you can give that to the appraiser too. And that kind of, you know, suffices for, well, maybe that home is worth that if there's, you know, between 6 to 8 people that want it over asking.
Oh, okay. So there might be some give and take on that level of it. But do you ever get to the point with that emotional home buyer that you say, you know what, at this price point, we should look elsewhere. Maybe there's something better for you.
Yes, absolutely. You know, sometimes it starts where they want to be in the city of Rochester and they figure out, you know, what their price point being, and then we look at, you know, maybe 6, 8 homes and they realize, well, we can't afford what we want here. So let's move to the outer, you know, towns and communities. And so then we kind of just start to look elsewhere. And soon enough, they'll find a spot that fits their needs and wants and in their budget.
All right, we're talking with Brett Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results, in for Robin today, who's enjoying, as you described it, leisure work time. The best way to have a combination. But we have to take a quick break. We'll return in just a moment on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9.
I mean it.
Welcome back to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group REMAX Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. We're with Brett Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group REMAX Results, in for Robin this morning. And of course, we're talking about real estate here in southeastern Minnesota and the early stages of the spring market, which is already upon us. Brett was telling us about multiple offers already late January, early February. But from the seller's perspective, I suppose, Brett, there's strategy to this as well, now that we're at that time of the year. I don't know. How do you time? Or is that part of it? Do you discuss that with the sellers, how to time their entry into this busy time of the year?
Absolutely, Eddie. And thanks for bringing that question up. So, everybody's situation is different in scenario, right? From a timing, if they have kids, maybe the school year, it ends in June, so they don't want to have to move until June. Well, the nice thing as a seller, you can most of the time pick your closing date, right? Because you kind of have control of that. But we're seeing people now ask this question, hey, Brett, when should I have, I want to sell my house in the springtime. When do you think the best time is to list it? And I said, well, number one, depending on your flexibility, it may not be a bad idea to get it on the market now, since we are seeing the market starting to come into full effect. Be the first one on the market and, you could sell it quickly. And you could be moved out by springtime if your timeline abides. Now, if you say, hey, Brett, we don't want to move out until after our kids graduate and, more like mid to late June, well, then it's like, okay, well, maybe what we can do is we can start to prepare your house for, professional pictures and get it ready for marketing, and then do a little coming soon action to kind of dangle that carrot out there to give buyers, hey, this is coming to the market. And then March time hits, we can then go live, mid to late March, when the market really picks up, typically in the Rochester, Minnesota area.
So there's advantages both ways.
There is. And it's all this, that's kind of all on the seller, on what their timeline is. Just because we are seeing a plethora of buyers right now, Andy, it's not a bad time if your timeline, does work. Now, I get it. If you have kids in school and all that, then you may have to push the process out a month or two.
I can see with the uniqueness of Rochester. I know it's not universally unique, but we're one of those, we're a company town. It's Mayo Clinic, and they have this annual influx of new residents and the exodus of residents leaving for different places to work, and it has this built-in churn. But I guess if I was a person who was matching and I have Mayo Clinic high on my list, I'm out there right now, right? You're seeing that, right?
That's correct. Yeah, I've actually had a couple different leads already say, hey, we don't know where we're going to match yet when match day happens in March, but Mayo is, number one on our list or number two on our list. So can we just set up a search with you to see, the home, so that once we find out, we can be ready to go? And I said, absolutely. So there's definitely people looking, and they won't even be moving here until, June timeframe, but they understand that Rochester is a crazy time with all the residents coming in, the residents leaving, the fellows leaving, the people coming on staff, et cetera. There's a lot of turnover in the city of Rochester during that spring or early summertime.
Now, if you're a person thinking they're going to sell during that peak time of the spring marketplace, they need to be getting ready right now, though, right? This is the time to get in contact with you or Robin or another member of the team.
Absolutely. That's a great point. The sooner the better, because the thing about it is most people think their house is ready, but once we come through and we actually, look through the house and give the professional opinion, you're actually usually about a week or two at least out from being ready for pictures, right? That's just the average. I know some people are a little more on top of it and some people take a little bit longer, but you need at least a week to 2 weeks just to be ready for pictures. And then we need to turn that over. So I would start that process, definitely within the next week or so, if you're thinking to sell, be on the market by the end of February.
Because when you're talking about getting ready for pictures, everybody has paint that needs to be touched up, maybe some flooring, maintenance issues. Yep. I mean,
and then it's also,
I don't care how well prepared your house is, there's going to be something that needs to be done.
Correct. And it's maybe very minor, but there's sometimes when you have new, fresh eyes that come into a home, you pick up on things, right? And it's like, oh, and I didn't even notice that. And I've been living here for six years, you know, kind of thing. So it's just when you get those new set of eyes in there, you can kind of pick things out. And the nice thing about it with this nice weather we've had the last week or so, it's just been gorgeous. I think that's giving people the itch to, you know, get outside and, you know, walk the dog. And then it's kind of, it has that spring weather feel to it, which I then think, you know, kind of fastens, it quickens up the process.
Well, it is February, and February is a short month. March is going to be here before we can even blink, practically.
Yep, isn't that the truth?
It is. You get past the Super Bowl, and things happen really fast. Always enjoy this upcoming spring. And but if you're a part of the real estate marketplace right now or wishing to be so, be in that marketplace, I suppose the message is get in gear and start preparing, or get out there right now and contact somebody with the Gwaltney Group and find out what you want or what you want to sell.
Absolutely.
Okay. We'll take a quick break. We're with Brett Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results, and we'll return in a moment on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9. Welcome back to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning and welcome back. Brett Gwaltney with Gwaltney Group Remax Results with us this morning on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Our talk about the Rochester area real estate. And Brett, during the break, you mentioned that you have some updated statistics concerning the market.
Yeah. So as of this morning here, I pulled the MLS, and as with a 15-mile radius of downtown Rochester, so the surrounding communities, we have 334 active or coming soon listings in the Rochester area.
That is the highest number I've heard in quite a while.
Yeah. So, I mean, inventory is coming, which is good for buyers. You know, more things, more homes to choose from. Makes it a little bit more competitive for sellers as well. So, and I think the longer you wait to put your home on the market, if you are going to be selling this spring, that number should probably, you know, you'll be more competitive come March time.
Fantastic. So I imagine you have some listings in this marketplace that you might be able to share with us.
We do. We do. So we actually had a couple hit the market yesterday. So the first one we'll talk about is 2561 11th Avenue Northwest in Rochester.
The you know where that is? That is almost exactly where I grew up.
Oh, yeah, over the Elton Hills neighborhood?
Yeah, that's within a block of where I grew up.
Okay, so you're familiar. Yeah, so this cute little ranch we have listed at 2699. It was built in 1962. It's a four-bedroom, two-bathroom. One car garage detached, and it's just over 2,000 square feet finished. And there at that one, we will be having a open house today. Actually, this Michael Grobe will be there from noon until 1:30 today.
Fantastic.
And he'll be there on Sunday from noon to 1:30. So go check that one out. Open house is both today and tomorrow.
And if my map in my head is right, that's right near Cascade Street.
Yes, yes, you're correct.
My old haunting grounds.
And another one in that same kind of price point and similar style we have is 4038 17th Avenue Northwest in Rochester. It is built in 1963. It's a three-bedroom, three-bathroom, one-car detached garage. Also ranch style. That one's 1800 square feet, and that is a list price of $279.9. So that one's over there by kind of Carousel Flowers Northwest.
And right, that is John also Adams in that area.
Yep, a little bit north of John Adams, correct.
Yep.
And that one, we have an open house today from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. and an open house tomorrow from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m.
both are great starter homes.
Yes, two great, you know, price points under 300,000. We expect quite some good traffic on that. I think last I saw, we had quite a few showings scheduled yesterday, and I think today as well.
Great.
And then moving on up, we have another new listing, 1120 Fox Hill Court Southwest. This is a patio home or a villa style home.
Yep.
So it's slab on grade. It does have an upstairs, so a loft. It is a 3-bed, 3-bath, 2-car garage that sits on 0.33 acres and is actually just shy of 3,200 square feet. This was built in 2017 and it is listed for $825,000. And this one is in an HOA.
I know where you're talking about. Yep. Nice neighborhood up there.
Yes. And we will have an open house there tomorrow, Sunday, from noon until 1:30.
You are busy with open houses this weekend. Wow.
Yeah, we have quite a few open houses. We want to make sure we can get all the buyers in there and get these homes sold for our sellers.
Okay, keep going if you have some more.
Yeah, and we have more. And so probably our biggest gem to the market as of now is 1083 Weatherhill Lane Southwest in Rochester, the township actually. This is built in 1999. It's a 5-bed, 5-bath, 3-car garage, sitting on 3.21 acres, and it's a total square finish of just under 6,500 square feet.
Very nice.
Has an in-ground swimming pool, has a little putting green, you know, AstroTurf putting green in the back, and this one we have listed at $1,950,000.
I bet. That one sounds fantastic.
We do not have an open house on that one.
Darn.
But yeah, that one is beautiful. I mean, it's stunning. And 3.2 acres in that area is, that close to downtown is pretty hard to get.
Yeah, that whole Weather Hills area, it's crazy that you drive, 7-8 minutes and you're in the city? I mean, you're in the heart of the city.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it is very close to downtown. And then moving on, so those are our brand new listings this week. We still have a couple new listings as well, newer listings. One of them is actually 1818 Daniel Lane Northeast, and this is in Stuartville, Minnesota.
Okay.
And this is a side-by-side townhome built in 2019, just over 1,000 square feet. And this is a 2-bed, 2-bath, 1-car garage. And we're offering this one at $234,900.
Fantastic. Lots of affordable houses this week.
Yeah, and that has an HOA of about $180 a month.
Okay.
And our last one to highlight that we have is 2250 Phoenix Road Southwest in Rochester. This was built in 2017. It is a ranch style. It is just shy of 3,000 square feet, 4-bed, 3-bath, 3-car garage. It's sitting on just over a third of an acre. And we will be having an open house today, actually, at 10:30 until noon, and I will be there.
All right. You want to meet Brett face-to-face? That's where you need to go. And I'll admit, that's one part of the city I had never heard of, Phoenix Avenue.
Yeah, so it's over southwest, kind of by Hart Farms, if you're familiar with that area.
Yeah, I am very familiar with that area.
Yep.
You don't often stump me on those. Well, Brett, if all of the things we've talked about today, the spring market, if you're a seller, if you're a buyer, if you're thinking about putting your home on the market during the spring market, I guess, how do they get a hold of you or any other member of the Gwaltney Group Remax Results team to talk about what next steps to take?
Yeah. So if it's, a new buyer or seller to the market, we'd love to help you here at the Gwaltney Group at Remax Results. You can reach out to me directly, Brett Gwaltney. My phone number is 507-272-4019. Or you can email me at brett@gwaltneygroup.com.
Or you just go to the website, right?
Or you can just go to the website, GwaltneyGroup.com, and you'll find, you know, all of our agents there with all of their contact information.
Fantastic. Brett, thanks so much. I know you have a busy day and weekend ahead of you, so I appreciate you spending time with us this morning and look forward to the next time we can chat.
I appreciate it, Andy. Thank you very much.
All right. Brett Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results. In for Robin today on News Talk 1340, KROC AM 96.9.